Well, it's a big old-fashioned musical, Le Cage aux Folles, and I play Albin, who also plays Zaza. So he's this gay guy, but he has a kind of drag alter ego, Zaza. And the name of the club they perform in is Le Cage aux Folles. And beyond that, it sort of turns into this quite old-fashioned, romantic, family story. Bit romantic, bit of farce, and some men doing the can-can and, you know, splits. So there's a bit of everything for everyone.
Are you doing the can-can and splits?
I do a little bit of can-can, no splits, you'll be glad to know. Look, honestly, you see the Cagels, the guys in the chorus, do... They don't just do splits, they're in heels, and they jump in the air and land in splits. And after they do it, you think, well, presumably they'll need new Cagels tomorrow, because those ones must be broken. But they're not. What they are is young.
The other big thing going on at the moment is the announcement about you doing Eurovision. Why?
Well, it's the sort of job you can't turn down if you're offered it. Look, I really like Eurovision and I've grown up, you know, I grew up in Ireland. Eurovision was an enormous thing. And what Sir Terry has done is he's taken a nothing job, really. Really, when they sent him there 35 years ago, it was presumably just to, you know, translate a bit of the stuff and just, you know, to fill in some gaps. And of course, he's turned it into this sort of iconic role. And that's what's scary. But he doesn't want to do it anymore. Somebody's got to do it. They asked me, so I said yes.
He doesn't want to do it because he says it's all a bit of a fix now. What do you think about that?
Well, whatever happens to it, it is a singing competition. So I think you can take it seriously, but you can never take it that seriously. It's people singing songs that people vote on. And somebody's going to win. And, you know, I think we need to just step back and enjoy it for what it is.
Do you feel there's been so much discussion recently about kind of crudeness and smuttiness on TV, especially on the BBC with the whole Jonathan Ross fiasco? Do you feel like you're under pressure to tone down?
No, in that the BBC, I suppose it's difficult for the BBC because when they're kind of under attack, you know, they have to be seen to be whiter than white and really defend themselves. But and what no one is saying, and somebody perhaps should, is that the BBC have 7 or 8 radio stations, they've got 4 television stations. What they do is an incredibly good job of policing those shows so that these things don't happen. And what happened on that late night Radio 2 show was a blip. I'm not defending it. It wasn't a good thing to do. It happened. But actually, there are lots of safeguards and firewalls in place at the BBC. And my show, the chat show I do, you know, as out there edgy as people might think some of those jokes are, they have been seen by lawyers beforehand in the script. There are lawyers at the show watching the recording. There's a lawyer who comes to the edit. So there are a lot of things in place to protect the public from me.
Do you feel, though, that now you're going to have to kind of tone it down?
Well, like I say, I don't think so. Certainly not so far.
There's been no memo?
No, because, you know, we're policed. We always have been. So as far as I know, it's business as normal. There are things you can't say, but they're the same things we've always never been able to say, if you know what I mean. It's quite strictly legislative.